In Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Nine people are dead in Vancouver, British Columbia. That's where police say a 30-year-old man drove a vehicle through a Filipino cultural festival Saturday night.
I heard a bang. They heard a bang. They said, oh my gosh, what's up? What's happening? So we all went running to the street.
That's Abigail Andiso, who was at the festival. The city's acting police chief, Steve Rye, said the driver was taken into custody on the spot.
That male was taken into custody at the scene by the crowd
and held there until police arrived. Authorities later said there's no indication it was an act of terror. Vancouver City Council member Pete Fry had visited the festival earlier in the day. He told Canadian television,
it was really shocking, like, you couldn't even, you know, think really, really well. You couldn't do anything but to pray for them.
The incident comes ahead of Canada's national elections tomorrow. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Experts say Milwaukee's lead pipe problems are an environmental justice issue. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
At least three Milwaukee schools have closed and about a handful of students were exposed to unsafe levels of lead. As city officials continue to investigate, they are forced to do so without federal support that usually assists in crises like these. Tony Wilkin Gibbart with Midwest Environmental Advocates says Milwaukee was already facing a lead poisoning crisis.
Milwaukee has the highest rates of childhood lead poisoning of any community in the state. That problem is primarily driven by the fact that inner city Milwaukee has been historically subject to redlining, housing discrimination, and disinvestment.
Gibbart says inner city kids may be going from homes that have lead hazards to schools that have lead hazards. Poor families and children are disproportionately impacted. Lead paint was banned by the federal government in 1978, but the majority of buildings in Milwaukee were built before the ban. Wisconsin prohibits municipalities like Milwaukee from requiring rental inspections before occupancy, leading to poorly maintained units and potentially overlooked lead presence. Marty Kanarek, professor of epidemiology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says research now shows that no amount of lead is safe for children.
It slows their growth and development. It affects their learning and behavior. It even can affect their hearing and speech, lowers their IQ, decreases their ability to sit still, to pay attention. And unfortunately, these effects can be lifelong.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
That's a wrap on the NFL Draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the three-day NFL Draft wrapped up last night. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst added eight more players to the roster.
Felt really good about our football team coming into this draft. We did some things in free agency, and draft never falls exactly how you think it's going to fall. But and I think we were able to add, particularly these 3 days, really good culture fits.
The NFL says over 600,000 fans attended Thursday through Saturday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That was an exciting draft, obviously one that we've never been a part of. I've never been to a draft, but I can't imagine any NFL draft being better than the one we hosted here.
Baseball, the Brewers struggling, losing 6-5 in St. Louis. Manager Pat Murphy holding a 30-minute team meeting. They've lost four in a row.
We obviously didn't play very well these 4 days. Uncharacteristic of us, and, you know, we got cleaned up.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny sky on tap for your Sunday with highs in the upper 50s. South to southeast winds will be on the increase. Tonight, lows in the mid and upper 40s, partly cloudy skies with maybe a stray shower, better chance of storms heading our way Monday. Right now, it's 37.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
I remember the first time I had to go out under fire. A guy was out in the open and he got hit in the stomach and went down hard. Somebody yelled, "Corman up!" I started to go and the gunny grabbed me and slammed me back down. He said, "Doc, you don't move until I tell you to." Then once the guys were throwing out enough heavy fire, he said, "Okay, go." I ran out to the guy and I'm trying to get a dressing on his stomach. Now, in training, you're taught to shield the patient with your body. But the Marines are taught that if you're wounded, your body should go between enemy fire and the corpsman. Once I got him dressed, I put him over my shoulder and made it back to cover. I remember telling Gunny about what that guy said. I told him I was just so impressed that he was more worried about me than himself. Jim Barlament, Marine Corpsman, United States Navy.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, we'll wrap up the NFL draft with insight from Mark Daniels and Mike Clemens.
And we'll grab a weather forecast with Brittany Merlot and check in with Kristen Ambles.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings 6 till 9.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
The music of the stars back on the air. Good morning. A birthday today to celebrate. And the great talents of a young lady from Laughlin. We lost her all too soon, Judy Carn. Judy Carn, born on this day. Here's an appearance of Judy on the Ed Sullivan television program.
Who's kissing him now? I wonder who's teaching him how? I wonder who's looking into his eyes? Breathing sighs, telling lies. Yes, I wonder who's sipping the wine from the sweet lips that I used to call mine. I wonder if he ever tells her me. And I wonder who's loving him now. Yes, I wonder who's sipping the wine from the sweet lips that I used to call mine. I wonder if he tells her of me, and I wonder who's loving him now, and I wonder who's kissing him now.
It's suck it to me time.
Some sad news to report. Judy Carney from the classic 60s TV show Laugh-In has died of pneumonia.
I get it all now. It was all just a trap, wasn't it?
Carney and Goldie Hawn each got their big break on the show. Carney was also briefly married to Burt Reynolds. She was 76.
Is it fun? When the fellas start arriving, it's a question of surviving, and the only thing a girl can do is run.
Here's Judy Carn.
I had a friend I could trust. He went into the park and got busted, doing the ring around a rosy rag. Went in the park late at night, and he put a lot of people over 80 uptight. He was doing the ring around a rosy rag.
On the first warm day, on the first warm day, on the first warm day, on the first warm day in May, I hope you'll come a-callin' and bring me a big bouquet. On the first warm night that the moon is shining bright, we won't feel much like talking, so kiss me and hold me tight. Then we'll climb the hill, and there beneath the cherry tree where all is still, you'll say, marry me, oh, marry, marry me. The first warm day, on the first warm day in May, and we'll teach the birds and bees a thing or two. Warm day in May, and we'll teach the birds and bees a thing or two. Oh, see how I love you. On the first warm day, on the first warm day,
Big hit for Rosie. Music of the star, Joe Stafford.
Of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you
Stafford. And Jerome Kern wrote that. The Music of the Stars from Broadway. The year 1939. The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Never can be at ease when I meet him.
Jerome Kern and Rebecca Lauer are there in the Emerald Spotlight.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you very much.
Mel Torme.
Producer, writer, composer, and actor.
Wait a minute. Wait. What about for a singer?
Oh, for a singer, you sing even better than a producer, writer, composer, actor.
Thank you, I think.
You know, Mel, it's just amazing all the things you are.
It's kind of amazing, Peg, that you would say that at that particular time.
Are you ready to join us?
I certainly are.
Mel with the Lennon Sister.
For a producer, writer, composer, actor.
Jerome Kern. The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Lennon's. With Mel Torme, I'm looking for songs about May. There are plenty, but how about Billy May? The big band of Billy May. Francis Albert Sinatra.
You're driving me crazy. What did I do? Whatever did I do? My tears for you, they make everything hazy. Cloud in the sky that used to be blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you are driving me crazy. What did I do? Did I do to you? Hear me, believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you, baby, you're driving me crazy. What did I do? Tell me, what did I do? Please, what did I do?
Creed Taylor, always up for a good time. Patsy Cline.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling. Oh, crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Patsy Cline and Perry Como. What a combo.
Success is all they're dreaming of. How blessed we are with our
Burrito's Orchestra. Nice tune, and Sidney Lipman helped write that. Monica Mancini with a tune by her daddy Hank. The Music of the Stars.
Crazy world, full of crazy contradictions, like a child. First you drive me wild,
Just when I believe your heart's getting warmer, you're cold. Every day the same old roller coaster ride. But I've got my pride. I won't give in. Even though I know I'll never win. Oh,
by Leslie Berkus. Great stuff. Patrick Williams arranged that. Nobody better. Henry Mancini. The Music of the Stars.
I say I'll move the mountains, and I'll move the mountains if she wants them out of the way. Crazy, she calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire. If she wants it, so will it be. Crazy, she calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bow, she moves me with a smile. Difficult, I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever. If I have to hold up the sky. Crazy, she calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, am I?
Crazy in love. Charles Sigmund wrote that. It's from Wisconsin. Here's Vic Damone.
I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted. Then someday somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Oh, wondering what in the world. My love could hold you. I'm crazy for crying and crazy for trying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love.
Vic was almost, well, not that almost, Johnny Fontaine in The Godfather. He said, no. So they got Al Martino. I was talking about Dean Elliott earlier from Madison. The Dean Elliott tune. Tell you more about him. Dean Elliott. William Bunt, his real name, studied at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He wrote a lot of Mr. Magoo stuff. Tom and Jerry. Birthday's May 11, 1917. We lost him on New Year's Eve, 1999. Admitted you enjoyed that. Dean Elliott wrote a lot of Mr. Seuss stuff. I mean, Dr. Seuss. Return to the Planet of the Apes, Dean Elliott. Music of the Stars, and good morning to Richland Center, Wisconsin, WRCE.
Like the loon, It must be love. Crazy people like crazy like you, 'cause lovebirds of a feather always flock together. It's an old, old custom of the house that keeps folks from drifting apart. Now that's the reason, baby, that I call you baby. We're each other's counterpart. Crazy people. Crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Wow.
Goofy people.
Daffy people like me go crazy over the things you do. Wow. Don't mind if I rave a lot, sweet angel child. It's just a habit I've got. You drive me wild.
Crazy people.
Daffy people like me go crazy over the people like you. Wow.
All right. Boswell. Dino Martino, Ocean's 11.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Music of the Stars, be right back.
Fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Oh, that sounds painful.
Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick. Boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick. Ain't love a kick in the head.
Look out. Music of the Stars. Good morning. I'm Lou Vergani, and the show goes on till noon. Good morning, Eau Claire, WCFW.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. At least 9 people were killed Saturday night when someone drove a car through a cultural festival in Vancouver, British Columbia.
I heard, you know, the car was like revving up. And then until I heard, or we heard, like a loud noise, like a loud bang.
Dale Salipe said when he ran towards the scene, he saw bodies on the ground. Vancouver's acting police chief Steve Rye said,
That male was taken into custody at the scene by the crowd. It was a Filipino community event. The crowd immediately called police. We then took custody of the subject, and he is now in our custody being held.
Police said there's no indication it was an act of terror. The president of the Philippines says the consulate general in Vancouver is working alongside Canadian authorities. This is ABC News.